It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I know that we heard that commercial with regards to Fort Myers and Twins baseball. Yes, it's right around the corner, opening day. But right now, it's still basketball season. And the Minnesota Golden Gophers squad over the weekend, nice victory on the road against the Nebraska Cornhuskers, 67-65. And joining us now on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline, head coach of your Golden Gophers, Ben Johnson. Coach, congratulations. That was a really nice victory that we saw on Saturday. And I guess the first thing that I would say is why is facing Nebraska on the road always so tough? That has been a hard place for Golden Gopher basketball teams to be able to win on the road there.
You know what? You're exactly right. That's the first time we've ever won at Pinnacle Bank, and that's about 10 years. So, a couple of things. I think, Fred obviously does a really good job, and they've built, a fan base and a following that, rivals, anybody, the Purdue's, the Michigan State's, the Indiana's, of our league, as far as just creating an environment that really backs that team, and the team plays off of that. I was an assistant with Tim Miles when they were kind of talking about, Pinnacle Bank, and, what they thought about was just kind of Miles's personality, and he wanted to kind of make it like a party, and that's what it is. And so you're kind of battling the elements like you would at a Purdue or Michigan State, and you combine that with a really well-coached team that has good players. It was a major, major win for us.
I like Fred. Fred's a good dude, man. I've always been a fan of Fred Hoyer, going back to when he played at Iowa State, and then he played in the league, and then I got to know him a lot when I was in Kansas City and he was coaching at Iowa State. But he's just a good dude, and you're right. Like, he has his teams well-prepared, and they play well at home.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
No, they do. And, you know, he's got that NBA experience to him. So he runs a lot of really good stuff offensively that puts your defenses in a bind. And, you know, he's definitely one of those guys that, you know, off the floor, you can't help but like Fred. Like if you don't like Fred, that's more of a you problem just because, well, how great of a dude he is. But I think what it does for our team is, you know, it forced us to play at our best. You know, we knew going into that game we had to play our best. We had to elevate our play in order to compete and give ourselves a chance. And so I thought our guys really grasped that, and we played some pretty good basketball, got off to a great start, and hopefully that can propel us here these next two Big Ten games.
Ben, you got to tell me, why are you guys so much better on the road this year than you are at home? I'm starting to think that there's something in the water. It ain't just Gopher basketball. The Minnesota Wild are the same way. I'm dead serious. The Timberwolves are the same way. What specifically with your squad, why are you so much better on the road?
You know, it's so interesting. We were actually talking about that today, just that it wasn't just us, that those other teams have had success on the road. I don't know. I've never been a part of it where you know, we've won this much on the road compared to at home, especially in league play, and especially with a team you know, that's new. You know, it's not like we've got a bunch of guys that we've retained. I mean, this is a new group, and they've just found a way to bond and have just a resolve, kind of us against everybody mindset. And it's worked, you know, it's really worked. And we've had some pretty big ones on the road. You know, obviously Nebraska, you know, was a bubble tournament team. And that was a really good win. And the one we had out in L.A. to get the sweep of UCLA and USC was huge. And, you know, I could go down the line. So I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I mean, you know, so we probably got to ask these guys after the year and kind of break it down, because we got to try to replicate this for years to come.
Yeah, we're talking to head coach for the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers, Ben Johnson, here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. I had somebody, actually two people, actually this weekend, and I said, man, they said, man, you got to ask him this. And I was like, man, I don't know. This is above my pay grade. He's the coach. They said with Rigsby, they're like, man, why is this dude not playing more? Just looking at the athleticism that he has and him knocking down shots. He was clutch, and he hit the game-winning shot on Saturday. Just talk about his performance on Saturday and what he means to your program.
Yeah, no, Brennan was outstanding. And, you know, he's a guy – that has never wavered. I mean, he's been the same guy every day in practice. And, you know, there's been games where, you know, he's been able to play for a stretch and he's been able to get some things done offensively and defensively. There's been games where just it hasn't been his type of game, but he's never wavered on his work. And he was able to respond the right way because of all his habits. And he's got that ability, man. I mean, that's the reason why we looked at him in the portal. Was because of that experience he had at Oregon and, you know, his ability to use and play with athleticism. So my hope now, and I talked to him today, is let's bottle this up and let's finish the rest of the year with you in this mind frame that you have and the confidence that you have. Because, as you know, I mean, we have a team. We need everybody. And thankfully, when he was asked to step up and have one of his best games he's had of his career, he was able to deliver because we needed each and every point.
Now, Dawson Garcia is your best player. He's the guy that posts the numbers and all of that stuff. Is he the leader of your players?
You know what? Yeah, Dawson is, and I'll tell you, he's a guy that kind of leads with his energy. He leads with his vibe. He leads by just demonstrating what it's like every single day to be just a warrior. You know, Dawson will pick and choose when vocally he needs to add that leadership, but he more does it just with his play and just how he is in practice every day. You know, obviously the guys see the work that he puts in, you know, the stuff he does behind the scenes, how he works on his craft, how he's been indebted to me and this program. You know, he's a selfless leader and low ego. I mean, low ego. And I think, you know, that's really kind of impacted our team. He's got that blue collar work ethic. And he's a guy that, you know, is having a phenomenal year. But again, it's like Brennan, there's no secret to success other than hard work, perseverance, and, you know, just being a good guy.
You know, one of the things, I'm glad you brought that up because you talked about work ethic and you talked about, you know, just really getting after it. And that, to me, summarizes what you've been. I have known you since you were at De La Salle High School. And it's funny because Coach Thorson, you know, he talks about grinders, right? He, you know, guys that just really want to grind it out and work hard. And you've worked hard and the success that you've had going through the different levels of the coach ranks and ultimately being a head coach. You worked hard to put yourself in that position. And I'm so happy for you in that way. But the question is this. When you get to this level, right, head coach, Big Ten school, your alma mater, you know, of course there's going to be criticism, right? You'll hear it. You'll see stuff in the newspaper. You know, you're under the microscope. How do you block that out, or do you even block that out? You just look at all of that and you say it comes with the territory. How has maybe the roller coaster of, you know, wins and losses been for you the last couple of weeks or the last month in terms of the noise out there?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I mean, I think for whether it's young coaches out there or new coaches, you know, there's so much on our plate that we have to focus on to be really good. And I owe my guys my full attention, my full mind, that if I start worrying about outside stuff that I can't control and I start letting – you know, those positive or negative ideas, thoughts, comments get into my head, I just feel like I'm doing a disservice to the guys in my program and to the people that hired me to do a job and to be successful and to try to win games. And so there's always, as you know, going to be people that agree and disagree. I could win every game. Somebody's going to have something to say about style of play or this person should be playing more. You know, if you can't handle the criticism in this business, then you probably shouldn't be in it. That's the way I look at it. I think it does come with the territory. You know, I understand and I get it. I think it's just my job to be able to kind of block the noise out, but focus and give all my attention to things that I can't control. And that's coaching these guys, developing these guys, and trying to put our program in the best position to win games and be successful.
All right, speaking of noise, I do want to continue with the noise just for a second because, man, you got a really a strong boost over the weekend from Seth Davis. Seth Davis, we all know he does CBS Sports. He's a big part of the March Madness broadcast. He's a longtime, you know, writer. He was really singing your praises over the weekend, man, after you guys defeated Nebraska. Says that you deserve to continue to remain on at the University of Minnesota. I guess my question would be, how does it make you feel when you see a name like that, somebody that's well-known in the college basketball circles, really rep you over the weekend and just kind of give you that support and push?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's obviously humbling. I have a ton of respect for Seth and been watching him work his craft for forever. And, you know, he is one of those guys that carries a lot of weight. So to have him say something like that, I obviously don't take it lightly, you know, super appreciative. And I think it also, you know, further motivates me. You know, I have all the confidence in the world in what my staff and myself are doing. And, you know, I just think today's day and age, it's so easy to sometimes, when you're in the moment, you know, get sidetracked or get off the agenda of what the main thing is. And when somebody like a Seth Davis is endorsing it, you know you're doing the right things. And, we're continuing to get better. We've been a work in progress all year, but I think because we've just kind of grinded it out and we've stuck to our guns and we've poured into our players, you know, we've seen our program be able to take a jump here this back half of the season and win some big time games. I mean, we've got some pretty good wins under our belt that I think are telling. I mean, we've done some things that only a couple teams in our league have been able to do. And so now it's our goal to just stay motivated and continue to do this and finish this the right way, man.
Talking to head coach Ben Johnson here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Just a couple of final minutes with him. Wisconsin on Wednesday at the Barn, Rutgers on the road. Man, a tough couple of games to finish off the regular season, and you hope to, you know, be a part of the mix with the Big Ten Conference Tournament. How do you look at going into matching up with Wisconsin? Wisconsin's had an outstanding year. I think currently they're 12th in the country in terms of ranking, and Rutgers has underachieved, but they still got some guys with talent. How do you approach those next two games?
Yeah, no, we've got to have our hard hat on. I mean, you look at Wisconsin and obviously what they've been able to do for a big amount of this year, they've been one of the best, if not the best playing teams in our league. And we look at that as just an opportunity. You know, anytime you can compete against some of the best in your league and the best in the country, and we have a ton of respect for their players and what they do, that's the challenge that we want. You know, we want to run towards that. And I think our guys, are excited for that. It will help elevate our play. And when you win a game, and like we did at Nebraska, you're excited for that next big opponent, that next big challenge. And then that's all we look at it is it's an opportunity and a challenge that if you're a true competitor, you want to have. It's on our home court, and we want to play well. And the same thing for Rutgers. You know, obviously they got two of the most talented guys across the country. I think I saw the other day that they're projected 2 and 3 in the draft, and you know that type of talent just doesn't come through our league too often. And to have them on the same team, it poses a ton of challenges. But if you're not excited to play in that game in that environment against those type of players and that team, and we got the wrong dudes, and I know we will. So these next two games will be challenging, but I know we're up for it, and we just got to continue the momentum that we've built since last win.
Hey, Coach, I appreciate the time this evening. Good luck against Wisconsin at home and then Rutgers on the road, and hopefully we'll see you in the Big Ten tournament.
Always, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, take care. That's Coach Ben Johnson from the University of Minnesota joining us here on The Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego sets play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile.
the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's infinitely refreshing!